Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got our buddy Rich Galen back on the show. Rich is, you know what, folks? He's an advisor. He's a thought leader in politics, in communication. He's a political operative part of the time. He's a corporate consultant part of the time, and people just seek out his ideas and his thoughts and his counsel, from presidents of companies to presidents of countries, and also talk show hosts sometimes as well. Rich Galen, welcome back to the show.
Well, gosh, I can't wait to hear this guy.
Who is that guy? that reminds me, I went down to Bob McTeer, that when he was president of the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank, invited me to come down to speak to his group of small business owners, and we'd known each other a long time, but he'd never had heard me speak, and so he told the audience, you know, I've known Jim a long time, but I never have heard him speak, so if he's any good, let's get started. If he's not, let's get it over with. So no, it's good to have you back, and folks, also as you know, Rich is the creator and the writer and the accountant over at Mullings.com. It's an outstanding thrice-weekly cyber column that he writes. Rich, thank you for joining us. Your expertise in the area of PR and communication is what we need right now. Small business owners wander through their lives, most of us, all our career, without ever having any kind of, you know, any 15 minutes of fame or infamy. Neither one do we wind up having, but sometimes it does happen. And so I wanted to overlay on the possibility that we could have some kind of infamy happen to us. Overlay that with what's happening to a few people, at least a couple of folks right now. And I don't want to pile on to Tiger Woods, but he's created, it seems to me, that the unfortunate circumstances that happened to he and his family last week, the way they've handled this has created a much bigger firestorm than it ever needed to be. And I'd like your thoughts on how he could have handled that differently.
Well,
let me yes. Back up. Folks, in case you don't know, last Thursday, I think, there was an incident where he was involved in an accident it's a one car accident. Surely everyone's heard about this. There's some question about how he got injured. What was his wife doing with a golf club, you know? And anyway, you can go read about it. But it's an unfortunate thing. It involves his family. It was in a public. It wound up being in a public street, so it now becomes public information. And there's some issues with the state troopers. Anyway, go ahead. Right.
Well, I mean, this is a good example of sometimes there's not much you can do to help yourself. All you can do is kind of put your head down.
It's like a perfect storm.
And see if you can ride it out. I mean, I wrote a column the other day. Tiger is the first athlete of any stripe to have booked $1 billion
yeah.
in winnings, endorsements, and mm-hmm. appearance fees, and everything else. And he now understands that there is a price to that kind of fame and fortune.
Yeah.
And the price is that what happens even inside your house, or in his case, you know, at the end of his driveway, is going to be a huge public story, and there's not much you can do about it. I mean, I think in this case, this is one of those rare occasions where I would do what his folks are obviously telling him to do, which is get inside, close the door, and don't poke your head out.
So you think he's doing the right thing?
Yeah, I don't think there's any good. I mean, the assumption now is, and again, I don't know any more than any other person knows that's just been reading this, you know, on the wires and stuff. But let's assume that he got into a fight with his wife and she smacked him with something, maybe not a golf club.
Right,
helmet.
Right.
I mean, a column I wrote, he said he had a run-in with a fire hydrant, a tree, and possibly a niblick.
which is a golf club, if you don't know that.
Yeah, that's right.
Go ahead.
For a golf club. The issue there is that a one-car accident is a one-car accident. There was no alcohol or other drugs involved. You know, he came storming out of the house and ran into the fire hydrant, into the tree. And, you know, it's an accident. there's really not much to do about it. But if there is a presumption on the part of the police that she hit him with something, then that's, I mean, spousal abuse goes both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Assault and battery, no matter what you...
But it's not an illegal issue until somebody files a complaint.
Well, no, I mean, it can be. I mean, the police can charge her.
They can at least...
But they don't have to. I mean, if he doesn't testify, then there's, you know, then there's not going to
right.
be a type we're going to go to trial. But I mean, I think the problem here is that Woods is the Woods are looking at possible criminal charges. But that leads to a wider thing, and it's probably what they did, and everybody involved has done this already. And that is, when something happens, call a lawyer before you
right.
talk to anybody, before you think you know what you're going to tell the police or any other person operating under color of authority. Get a lawyer's advice, and don't call your real estate lawyer. Call
right.
somebody who knows
well, and
what this stuff is about.
One of the things, though, is for a small business owner, you know, if you're the one who the bad news is about, then absolutely what Rich said, call a lawyer. If it's one of your employees, and this is what concerns me,
yeah.
Rich, you know, you got every time you hire a new employee, you hire a new opportunity for something to be your company to be connected to some problem, either in their personal life or something they do in the company, or maybe they accidentally run over somebody and kill them or something. You know, who knows? Accidents happen. And so, in that case, you probably need an attorney. But to me, the best thing for a small business owner to do is to just be honest about what happened. Don't you think so?
Oh yes, absolutely. And
just be honest. Don't try to act like you're covering anything up.
No, that's right. That is the absolute worst thing. The best thing to do is to. The shorthand is get out in front of the story and stay out in front of the story. Which often means giving out more information than your lawyer would want you to give out. But there's a couple of different things that attend to your business. One is your, as you say, your employee is out on a delivery, he or she hits somebody, and it's awful. It is something that the employee is doing while you know operating for
right.
you. That could be inappropriately touching a woman customer. Who knows?
Right.
I mean, but it happens either in your place of business or under your, you know, while they're under your kind of jurisdiction or your guidance. The second thing is that an employee does something completely outside of your business. I mean,
right.
they hit their husband with a...
We got to take a quick break, Rich. When we come back, now there's another scenario. Governor Mike Huckabee, former governor of Arkansas, had a similar... situation, challenging PR situation this weekend, and I think he handled it pretty well. Now, he had a little bit of ammunition behind him, but we'll talk about that when we come back, and you can learn a few things about what you should do if this happens to you. The Reverend Al Green bringing us back, ladies and gentlemen. 23 after, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. And we've got lots of good stuff there for you. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And if you're on Twitter, you can follow me at Jim Blassingame. The Reverend Rich Galen is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's our guest and our good friend, the publisher and the writer and the CEO over at Mullings.com, the thrice weekly cyber column that I encourage you to subscribe to. Full disclosure, Rich is of the Republican side of the aisle, and so he spins to the right. And so if you like that's kind of spin, then you know you'll want to see what he's up to. If you're a Democrat, you're definitely going to want to see what he's up to, and you'll have a lot of fun while you're there. Still thrice weekly, right?
Yes,
Rich?
Only in August does it go down to twice.
There you go. We're talking about PR, folks. We're talking about how to get out front of things, and Rich thinks that Tiger Woods has done the right thing. Now, I actually have to agree with one of the things you said. This is a really bizarre case. It's a really weird case, and it's got to be one for the books in terms of you know what's going on there. So this is not as cut and dried as Huckabee's case is.
Now,
Governor
Huckabee's
Mike Huckabee.
Yeah, it's you're more like you're more likely to be the governor of a state than you are to be a guy that won 14 majors.
Right? Exactly, exactly. And so Mike Huckabee, 10 or so years ago, pardoned a guy who he and the parole board and the judge and everybody else believed had been improperly sentenced. So he pardoned the guy. That wound up being a sticking point in his campaign for president, wasn't it?
Well, I'm not. I'm not sure if he pardoned him. I think what he did was he commuted his sentence.
Okay, all right. Thank you for correcting them, though.
And that's a big difference. Because
okay, thank you. Good
means
point.
That the crime is wiped off.
I didn't mean to say pardon. You're exactly right. Thank you for correcting.
But it's important in this case because by commuting his sentence, the sentence became one from life without any possibility of parole to a sentence that included the possibility of parole. But then, according to Mike, and I've known Governor Huckabee for 100 years, and I have an enormous amount of respect for the guy. I don't always agree with him, but I sure respect him. And he said that you know, what all he did was give the parole board the opportunity to look at the guy's case. He wasn't the one that took a key out and opened the cell. He was the one that at least allowed the parole board, a bunch of people that do this on a regular basis. They look at the facts, they look at the person, and then they decide whether they think he or she should be eligible to go back out into society.
But the story for small business owners here, Rich, is Huckabee, which this particular issue, I mean, this guy that was part of a campaign argument that his detractors were making, actually has now killed 4 police officers, and apparently, according to the news today, has been killed by the police. But the thing is Rich, This could have been, if Huckabee has any plans for future office, this could be an issue for him. And he got right out in front of it and said exactly what you said. He said, hey, guys, this is what happened. This is why I did what I did. You know, you may like it, you may not like it, but this is what happened. And he was honest. He got right out in front of it. And that's more the way I think that most of these cases should be handled.
Absolutely. The more you can, because if you can explain the situation, there's an old saying in politics, and in this kind of, this is called crisis communications. There's an old saying that if you don't define the what happened, then your opponents will do it for you.
That's right.
And then you're doomed. Then you can never get on the plus side of it because it always sounds like you're changing the story. You're adding one more fact to try to cover something. So what you want to do if you at all can. Now you can't always do this because you got other people's rights sometimes that are at stake here. But if you can, what you want to do is you want to be as open and honest as possible so that you can explain in a controlled atmosphere all of the facts that are surrounding whatever the issue is. So, and this is why people say they took it out of context. If you said, Mike Huckabee commuted this guy's sentence and then the guy ran out and killed 4 people,
mm-hmm.
That's awful. I mean, the killing of 4 people is awful no matter what. But once you hear the circumstances that surrounded how the guy came to have been paroled, you go, okay, well, Huckabee, I mean, he's off the hook on this one.
But that's because he got his story out. And so if you're a small business owner and there's a wreck, one of your trucks has a wreck and hurts somebody, or there's something horrible happens, and all of a sudden, the next thing you know, almost before you know that there's been a wreck, a reporter sticks a mic in your face and say, what do you think about this wreck
that your person
called?
Right.
You know, you need, you know, if you haven't had time to think about it, you need to be prepared in advance to say, okay, apparently that's my truck, that's my driver, Mike's been with me for 20 years, he's been a good employee and in good standing, and let's let the authorities sort it out.
That's right. And then
go
and
away,
also,
but at least your face was out there.
Pledge to do whatever you can to help, you know, who the injured party.
Right.
And if there's an injured party, we want to make sure that the Galen Hardware, everybody knows that the Galen Hardware store has also been a community, you know, in good standing for 20 years.
Right.
And, you know, we're this whole community is one big family. So as this thing moves forward, we'll do whatever we can to make sure that we can be helpful, whether it's making a donate, you know, helping with pay the medical bills, or even, you know, whatever it is.
Well, the first thing is just to be honest about it, and to have your face be seen. Isn't that important?
Yeah.
I mean, hiding is that's what's bad about the Woods case.
That is the first instinct that we all have is the ostrich instinct. Stick your head in the sand
right.
And hope it goes away.
Yeah.
And it ain't going away.
Hey, Rich, Mullings.com. Thanks for being here. Always a pleasure. Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back, I promise. We'll take a quick break. Right back after these messages, we're going to talk about the economy with our good buddy Richard DeKayser. Stay with us.
Feel like
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.